Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Holly Sedina. I'll be your host for today's program, Non-PC Computers Take Over the World, part of a series examining the 2011 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 10th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and member firm partners and senior practitioners. Here today to discuss the proliferation of non-PC computers is Duncan Stewart. Duncan is director of Deloitte Canada Research and co-author of TMT Predictions. Duncan, thanks for joining me today.
Great to be here.
Duncan, Deloitte predicts that in 2011, more than 50% of computing devices sold globally will not be PCs. What sort of devices are you talking about specifically?
I'm talking about the emerging and growing fields of smartphones and tablets, but let's go back 30 years. It was 30 years ago today. Well, not exactly today, but roughly 30 years ago, the personal computer, the PC, was introduced in 1981. And at that time, nobody really knew how big a market it was going to be. But by 2006, 2007, just a few years ago, virtually all of the computing that has been done by businesses and consumers was occurring on personal computers or through personal computers. And from a tiny, tiny market in 1981, these were all of a sudden tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars over the year was spent on these devices. In fact, most of the world that we think of in terms of technology has really been dominated by this PC-centric era. Now, in that PC world, starting once again back in 1981, there were a lot of things that were in common between PCs. And it's funny because we think about them and there's all kinds of different brands and different prices, and mine has an 8x CD-ROM and yours doesn't. But at the end of the day, all of these literally hundreds of millions of devices that were being sold every year, all of them had certain things in common. They all worked on more or less the same kind of chip, and they all worked on more or less the same kind of operating system. And that emergence of a standard PC world was one that many of us perhaps were taking for granted. All of a sudden, in 2011, we are in a new world where more than half of the devices that people are buying to use as computers are the smartphone and the tablet form factor. Now, of course, I'm not trying to suggest these are the same as a personal computer, but many people are doing the things they used to do on PCs on tablets and smartphones. They are browsing the web. They are sending and receiving emails. They are creating and consuming content of all kinds. Once again, it's not identical to the PC experience, but it is certainly very, very close, and the sort of thing that many people are saying, maybe I have a personal computer in my home, or maybe one from my work, and instead of going out and buying another PC, instead people are buying tablets and smartphones as PC substitutes, and that's the transition that we're talking about in 2011.
And how does the technology differ from the PC, and why is that appealing?
It's funny because at some level, it really doesn't. I mean, there are chips, there's an operating system, there's a big screen. And across all of those are the same whether you're talking about a smartphone, a tablet, or a PC. But there's a really important big difference between PCs and non-PCs. PCs tend to be about making the biggest, most complex, most powerful device that you can. As a matter of fact, the usual PC that a lot of people are buying in 2010 when we go out and do buy a PC is a very robust machine. It is capable of doing far more than most of us need. It also tends to be probably a fair bit bigger, heavier, more expensive, and with shorter battery life as a result. If, on the other hand, I said, okay, some of the time I need all the horsepower of a full PC, and that's great, I'll use a PC then. But some of the time I don't need all that horsepower. And in exchange, I can trade off. And by using a simpler processing chip at the heart, by using a smaller screen, by getting rid of some of the overhead that a PC has, I can create a device that no longer costs a lot of money, but costs maybe half the price. All of a sudden, I've got a device that might not be capable of running a really big spreadsheet, but its battery life is now 10 or 20 hours. And those sorts of trade-offs are enormously appealing for many consumers, both in the developed and in the developing world. Many places in the developing world don't have a robust power system that maybe would support a laptop, but a mobile phone, a smartphone, is a really excellent substitute for some of these markets. So that idea of a better price point, a better battery life, and also the right kind of power, power that suits the user need rather than just what is technically possible, is very appealing. When we look at these markets, it's all about innovative disruption. Consumers are out there picking a device that is good enough for what they need rather than necessarily buying the most powerful and the latest, greatest device possible.
What kind of sales figures do you foresee for those non-PC devices, and is the economy playing a role in those sales?
Well, as the famous election slogan has it, it's always about the economy, right? So the economy does play a role. What we think is going to be happening in 2011 is that computers are going to sell roughly a little under 400 million units, divided between netbook computers, laptop computers, and desktop computers. We're going to come in probably just shy of 400 million units. Then when you add in the smartphone sales, and tablet computers, those will be a little bit north of 400 million, maybe 425, perhaps as much as 450 million. Now, once again, these are talking about units. Obviously, many smartphones don't cost nearly as much as a computer. Most tablets don't cost as much as a computer. So the dollar value of the PC industry will continue to be higher. But in terms of the units out there, we expect to see 50 to 55% of all of the computing devices sold will be these new non-PCs, the tablets and the smartphones. The economy does play a role, unquestionably, around the world in difficult economic times. The idea of going out and buying a $200 device rather than an $800 device is something that has to be enormously appealing when economic times are less certain.
So does this mean that the PC is dead?
It would be easy to say that. You look at this trend and you say, ah, that's it, the PC era is over. That is a simplification. We still have probably around a couple of billion PCs still out there in the installed base every year. You know, 350, 400 million of these things are going to sell next year, and the year after that, and the year after that. The PC is not dead. We are not moving from an era where it's all about the PC to an era where the PC is irrelevant. What we're doing is we're moving from an era where 95% of computing tasks were done on PCs to one where 40, 50, 60% are done on PCs. It's not the end of the PC, but it's just a new era where it is just one of many potential computing tools that consumers and businesses might be using.
Well, I didn't think the PC was really dead, but I had to ask the question. And in any case, I'm sure retailers will find those last two statistics very interesting. Duncan, thank you so much for joining me today on Deloitte Global Insights.
Holly, thanks for having me on today. Bye.
Visit www.deloitte.com/predictions2011 to access this year's predictions for technology, media, and telecommunications. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, a program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee, and its network of member firms, each of which is legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.